Hey, how you doing? This is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and today I want to talk about Sprint again because Sprint is such an interesting story, and believe it or not, it looks like Sprint finally has a small cell plan, or at least a plan to roll out the densification, something like that. So I wanted to talk about that. First, I want to thank Tower Safety. For all your tower safety and instructional needs, go to towersafety.com. Based in Phoenix, Arizona, if you can't get to them, they'll go to you. And one more thing, Wireless Deployment Handbook is out, the Small Cell CRAN and DAS edition for those LTE deployments that you're going to do in the HetNet system. If you don't know what a HetNet is now, you ought to listen to a few more of my podcasts. So, also, scope of work training is available. But today, what I want to talk about is Sprint has a small cell plan. And why is that exciting? Because we all want to deploy, and Verizon and T-Mobile have been pretty stable, right? I mean, when you look at them, they've been deploying. And I know people are getting mad at me because I talk about T-Mobile so much, but look what they're doing. For T-Mobile, they're making advances. They're going LTE. They're expanding. They're densifying. They're concentrating on their home run areas, which are bigger cities. I got to give Laguerre a lot of credit. He really seems to have a good deployment plan, whether it's his or somebody else. I know they have a big team over there, but I'm really impressed with those guys. Sprint, on the other hand, has done nothing, or very little. I shouldn't say nothing. They are doing some things. Outside of marketing, they haven't done a lot. But they are expanding LTE as they go. They're turning up more LTE. They're doing a little of expansion, you know, a little bit of expansion for the macro sites with the 2.5 gig LTE. I know they're hitting roadblocks with the Clearwire thing and everything, but I think Sprint is finally getting ready to make a move. And the reason I think that is because Marcelo Claure sent a letter, public letter, which I have a link at wadeforwireless.com, wadeforwireless.com. It's Wade, W-A-D-E, the number four, wireless.com. Wade, the number four, wireless.com. So if you go there, I have a link to the FCC letter. It's on the FCC's website. And to be honest with you, I think I got the link from Fierce Wireless. They do a really good job. And somebody told me about a tweet they put out that linked to this. So it's very important that you understand that Sprint is moving ahead. They're aligning everything to do everything as cheaply and fast as they possibly can. Now, with that said, in the letter, I guess I should go over the letter real quick. It outlined a letter that Charles McKee sent to the FCC, who works for Sprint in government affairs, that a meeting between Marcelo Claure and Vanya McCann, who met with FCC Commissioner Mignon Clyburn, and I'm a big fan of hers because she always preaches safety. So Mignon Clyburn, who often speaks at Tower Worker Safety, they had a meeting with her apparently trying to figure out how to smooth the way to stop a lot of the roadblocks that you see in wireless deployment, especially in carrier deployment. You see it a lot with small cells. I'm sure Verizon's dealing with this too. Inadvertently, you know, Sprint or Marcelo Claure probably did Verizon a favor by trying to get this done, because I think he's looking beyond just putting the small cells in. There's so many delays out there with permitting and zoning, just different things you have to deal with each jurisdiction. When you work with these jurisdictions, there's so many. It isn't like you just have one for the state or one for a county. You're dealing with cities, municipalities, townships, just everybody. Now, the good thing is, I think New York City's already working at a way to streamline it. And now they want to get paid. Don't get me wrong. You're not going to get in without pulling a permit or something like that. The point is, you're dealing with a lot of different jurisdictions and they all have different rules. It's not like there's a common rule. And that's what he put, that's from my understanding, that's what Marcelo Claure talked to Mignon Clyburn about these delays and how to improve things and streamline things. And if you remember with macro sites, the FCC did step in and they really helped out with that. Didn't make a lot of cities and townships happy. And from what I heard, and I was at a conference out at IWCE last year, well, actually beginning of this year, where a lot of the jurisdictions, they thought they could ignore the FCC and they could not. The other thing, when the carriers started suing these jurisdictions realized how expensive, how complicated, and how hard it was to deal with the courts. Now, I don't put that in my blog. I'm just telling you guys listening. When you go to federal court, you can't just wing it. You have to prepare. You have to plan. And this is something that T-Mobile, all the big carriers, T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, they all understand this. You're playing with the big boys in federal court, okay? It's not like you're going to arbitration and like somebody's trying to get a couple bucks. You're actually going there to set a precedent that's going to affect all the carriers in the future. And I get the jurisdictions. They get a little ticked off because what has happened in the past and the reason this thing got so out of control, different tower companies and carriers just did as they pleased. They put up ugly sites, noisy sites, and so on. That causes a major problem. The jurisdictions care about what their area looks like, most of them. Most of them really care about what it looks like. They don't want to see antennas hanging everywhere. They just don't. To you and I, I'm a wireless guy. I love antennas. I love towers. It's a work of art. It's a beautiful thing. Towers, to me, are just beautiful. And let me tell you something. When people go to Paris, do they want to see the Eiffel Tower? It's a beautiful thing. Towers are amazing. It's a man-made miracle, in my opinion. I just think they're awesome. But I know, I'm getting off this. Plus, if you think what the coverage does, you think most people would be happy for the coverage. But I got to tell you, a lot of these people that complain about coverage, they don't want to see the antennas or anything. They want you to get creative and make it look aesthetically correct. That's what they're trying to streamline here. Now, they're not the only ones. I don't know how many of you know this, but mobility, you should know this if you read anything about Sprint, but mobility is going to do quite a bit of the rollout for Sprint. Now, I'm assuming densification, but I don't really know the details. And for some reason, they didn't call me in when Sprint had the talks with mobility. Can you imagine? It looks like mobility is going to do the rollout for Sprint, at least with the densification portion. And this is all based on articles I read. So if you want to look in that, I have other documents too that mobility actually is planning to do some densification projects, and they actually sent paperwork in, and the one I have is the California City of Ojai. I hope I'm saying that right. Basically, they're public documents. They're available for record. WadeForWireless.com. Read this blog, and it's going to let you know what's there. And it's basically, the name of the blog is Sprint Has a Small Cell Plan. So, now I told you about that. Now, mobility is going to be doing a lot of this, and it's just in time because Sprint's layoffs are coming in January. I don't know how they're going to cut, who they're going to cut. And once again, you know, they didn't bring me into those talks, nor do I want them to. So they're going to do that cut. And I would imagine they'll hand off quite a bit of the deployment to mobility. And that's mobility, M-O-B-I-L-I-T-I-E. It ends in I-E, not in Y. But mobility is doing quite a bit of this work, and they're really ramping up. They really seem to be ready for the work. I don't know much about mobility. I know a few people that work there. They seem to be doing a great job. They really seem to know what they're doing, and they hired a lot of good people. That I do know. The guys, a lot of the guys I knew from previous work lives, you know. So anyway, Sprint Mobility is going to do the rollout, and it seems like they're putting a process in place for the deployment. It's very meticulous, which I think is where SoftBank comes in. SoftBank, very meticulous about the way they do things. Does it always work? Will it work here in the U.S.? I hope so. Listen, I know you guys don't believe this, but I really am rooting for Sprint. I mean, I don't want anything really bad to happen. From a wireless deployment side, I want deployments to happen. Deploy, deploy, deploy. Deployment is good. It's good for the economy. It's good for the industry. Carriers don't like it because they look at it as sucking money out of them. But the way I look at it, the deployment teams need to be kept busy, and they're going to learn that this year when everything starts to ramp up and there aren't enough tower climbers, because I think a lot of climbers quite honestly got out of the business. I think they're just done. It was a slow year. Any carriers that were, any tower climbers that were in the carrier business, I think they just had enough. Anyway, back to the point, Sprint. Now, so far, Sprint's been doing everything at a snail's pace, but I think they're trying to get the business in line, or they being Marcelo Claure. He's setting up the regional presidents. He's setting up the way they're going to handle each region separately. And I don't know how that's going to affect deployment. I don't know if it's going to affect spending, but I think he's just trying to set the business up before he goes any farther. And that's just a best guess on my part. That's what I see. Hey, the other thing is, so I got a lot of this information, obviously, because I know how to Google, and I also talk to people on LinkedIn and Facebook and so on. But I was talking with a friend of mine, Omar Masri, who is the city planner of San Francisco, and he had a quote. I wanted to put this quote out here so everyone had it. Now, this is very important. It said, the city of San Francisco has signed agreements to allow mobility to potentially install their facilities on city-owned steel, light, and transit poles, which hold up electric wires for buses and light rail. However, as of yet, no design has been approved. T-Mobile and Verizon are actively collaborating with the city on the installation of small cells, technically C-RAN, on the existing poles. The equipment primarily involves two Ericsson MRRUs, remote radio units. I call them remote radio heads, but Ericsson had their own name, so it's RRU, remote radio head. plus an external antenna for the Verizon nodes. Now, what that means is some RUs can come with basically a built-in antenna, and other ones, Verizon apparently wants to put their own antenna on. Sorry, so I continue. One challenge involves a design of the MRRUs with cabling exiting out of the bottom of the enclosure and then rotating back before entering the pole. Staff requested 90-degree connectors, but the carrier declined. However, Superflex cabling was used instead to reduce the gap between the bottom of the MRRU and the pole entry point to 5 inches. Preferably, equipment manufacturers would create a variant for steel pole installations with reduced cabling visibility through alternate port locations, i.e. rear. Another challenge with the Extenet Verizon deployment was that the initial design proposal did not include required electronic gear, cabling, and combiners. This required additional redesigns to shroud the equipment at the base of the external antennas and ensure the design was compatible with the historic districts and streetscapes that characterize San Francisco. AT&T Mobility had previously submitted applications to attach wireless facilities to steel transit poles. However, the design was not approved as it was featured bulky equipment, enclosures, and antennas on steel poles in primarily historical residential areas. Staff looks forward to working with carriers on ensuring designs are compatible with the city's streetscape without noisy cooling fans, flashing lights, and logos/decals typically associated with more challenging DAS nodes on some wooden poles, while providing robust and competitive broadband services. Photo examples and other design challenges can be found at, and I'll close quotes, but it basically can be found at the slideshare.com/OmarMassery, and that has slides from a wireless cellular design panel, and that's in LinkedIn. Well, slideshare.net. It's slideshare.net. I have the link in wadeforwireless.com. So Omar put that out stating that the city's happy to work with carriers, right? But you have to respect what the city wants. You can't just go plopping up stuff and saying it's good enough. And for all you guys that are laughing at that, I know a lot of people that say it's good enough. Let me tell you something. It's not going to be good enough. You're going to make a second trip out there and you're going to be ticked off about it because you're going to have to eat the cost. You got to do what the city wants. Now, if you have if you're a deployment team and you have a flawed design or you weren't told something, you'd better document it. Otherwise, you'll be eating the cost of a second trip. Okay? Now, has to look good, has to be pretty, has to be quiet. That's what I got from that. They're willing to work with any carrier who's willing to work with them. But the design has to be approved by the city. Has to be approved. You understand that? And they also bring up that they work with mobility. So Omar, he threw me a big one there. I appreciate it. Thank you, Omar. Really do. So it looks like Sprint may be moving ahead through mobility. That's my main point from this. I'm hoping they deploy this year sometime before it's too late. And I know I'm saying that over and over again, but man, Sprint just, they put everything off. I mean, you got to have a network. I know they don't think they need it, but I think they're realizing now you got to have a pipe, and LTE is the way to go. You got to have, in my opinion, if you want to plan for the future, you got to have VoLTE, voice over LTE. And you have to have a way to integrate Wi-Fi with your system. I think everyone has that. I think everyone can hand off between Wi-Fi and LTE, no problem. I think voice between the two is a challenge. Well, anyway, I digress. Let's go back. Mobility is the densification deployment team for Sprint. That's what I see. So when you're going to work with Sprint, you're probably going to work with mobility. So all you guys that went to Kansas City and camped out there for weeks and weeks to weeks to work with Sprint, Sprint's just going to refer you to mobility now, I would imagine. Just a guess. But that's what I think. Those of you working with Verizon and T-Mobile, just put it all in the small cell category because that's what you're going to be doing. Whether it's outdoor DAS, C-RAN, mini macro, I really think everyone's going to look at it like a small cell. It's just the mentality. That's a perception. So there are plenty of signs, at least, that Sprint's going to do something soon. But Verizon and T-Mobile, I'm really happy with what you guys are doing. Good job. Deploy, deploy, deploy. All right, everyone. I want to bring this up, and that's about all I have for today. So be smart, be safe. Pay attention, okay? It's really important. And let's deploy. See ya.